31st of March 2017. I am Gino for Auroville Radio. I have here Dr. Sandeep Kumar. Dr. Sandeep Kumar, what is Kabir?
He's one of the great poets of India, 15th century, from North India, from Varanasi, and he's from Uttar Pradesh, near the holy river of Ganges and the city of Varanasi, which is one of the most sacred cities of India. And he was there, he was a weaver. And he was a Muslim, but he was brought up as a Hindu. But he said he neither belonged, he's a Hindu or a Muslim. He is a child of God. And he made fun of the orthodoxy of Hindus and Muslims. And he spoke of the real love for God, from beyond rituals and beyond observances. And he's over 500 years ago. And he's loved to this day and sang and by many great musicians everywhere in the country and increasingly all over the world. I present his songs. I translated them into English some 25 years ago. I present his work in many parts of the world, in Spain, in USA, Canada, France, Belgium, many places. So it's one of the great poets, like Rumi, like Hafiz, like Whitman.
Thank you. Can you say anything about the music, Kabir, how it differs from Indian classical, let's say?
Well, there are many kinds of music. He's presented by the Sikhs as a part of Kirtan. There's this special way of Shabd in the Sikh tradition music. He's also sung by the Sufis, so there is presented in a Sufi style. And he's also done as a Vaishnav bhajans of various kinds. So he's three different traditions that he's sung in, is presented in. So he's loved by all these traditions.
What is the main message of Kabir music, Kabir poetry?
It is, these are songs of love for God. And he sings with ecstasy, with intoxicating ecstasy. And again he alludes to God as a lover, as a beloved, as something that permeates every part of the universe. So it's not a personalized God, but a God that permeates the universe. And he is in love with the universe in all its aspects.
This evening you're going to give us a lecture about Kabir.
I will talk about him, his life, his philosophy, as well as I present his songs, both in original and in translation. Yes, that's...
Thank you, Dr. Sandeep Kumar.
This is the Indian caste system.
Okay.
So this man came to Kabir and asking, which caste do you come from?
Yes, yes.
So the Kabir said, Jat na poocho sadhu ki,
pooch lijiye gyan,
mol karo talwar ka, pada rahne do myan.
He said, don't ask what is the caste of a wise person. He says, leave aside the sheath, just see how sharp the sword is. See, look what it can do. You know, sword and sheath. Sheath is the container. Don't look at the container. Look what is inside. Yeah. Yes, wow. It's one beautiful. Yeah.
So, how many languages was Kabir sung?
He was only in one. He's a sort of a dialect of Hindi, Abhi it's called, very close to Varanasi. This is 500 years ago. So, Hindi has many dialects. He was an ordinary man. I mean, he says, I'm an ordinary man, but he saw the great light, great sage, the great sant. Yeah. He's called Peer, he's called Avatar sometimes. He's called Kabir Shah and Bhakt Kabir. There's 10 different names for him. Yes.
Kabir was Bhakt of which form of God?
Kabir Panthi, he was not the whole Kabir Panthi, their followers,
no,
they call
Kabir Bhakt.
Bhakti means a devotee.
Yes.
Yeah. The word Bhagat is used, Bhakti Yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is sometimes included in that.
Sir, at what age he passed away?
Sometimes they say he was 95 years old, but it's difficult to know.
In Varanasi?
In Varanasi, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But not. But some of his historical things are not precise.
There were also other people who took his name and continued the poem.
They call Kabir Panth. Yes. There is a follower. Yes. All over the world, we have a very big institute in Canada called Kabir Institute.
Very strong in Rajasthan also.
In Rajasthan, very strong. Very highly loved man. And there's a big project in Bangalore called Kabir Project. They're finding about his poems, where they are sung, what is real, what is authentic, what has been just added on. This is good. More people learning about him. I think he's a very loved poet of India. He's sung by poets, by musicians, by students, by young lovers, by people everywhere. I adore him because he's so much simplicity and so much beauty.